All right, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadi Dalet. We're holding out the Mishnah and Daf Tzadi Gimel and Beis. So the Mishnah is going to give us more details about the din of Kibbutz Begadim, which again is that when the blood of a Karban Chatas splatters on a Beged, so there is a requirement, there's a mitzvah of Kibbutz, that one has to do Kibbutz of the Beged from the Dam of the Chatas. So then we're going to continue with more details about that halacha, and then the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas Tanoim, whether only begadim that are actually mekabel tuma are ton kibus, require kibus, or even begadim that are ro'i lekabel tuma. They may need another tikkun, but they're at a stage, but they could be mekabel tuma. And we're going to have three nafkaminas, meaning three examples of begadim that are not yet actually mekabel tuma, but at least are ro'i lekabel tuma. Then in the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about whether there's a din kibus on leather, and whether that depends on what type of leather it is, and there ramifications for what the very nature of leather is as far as it relates to the malacha of malabein on Shabbos and schita and all sorts of things. Do we assume that leather is an absorbent material, that that when you clean it off, it's a violation of kibbutz, and that may have ramifications for cleaning off a plastic tablecloth on Shabbos, whether that's a violation of malabein on some level. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the different sources that kibbutz and shviras kli sheres and marie Shtifa all have to be done dafka b'makom kadosh. And then just before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about that even though the Mishnah identified kibbutz as the chumrah that a karban chatos has over other kachim, that there's a long list of chumras that a karban chatos has over other kachim. The Mishnah just didn't bother listing all of those chumras, it just listed one of them, namely the din of kibbutz. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel and Beis. So says the Mishnah, nitas ala or, if some of the dam of the karban chatos splatters on leather, ad sholu hufshat, while the leather is still the hide of an animal, it's still on the animal, enotan kibbutz, then certainly it does not require kibbutz, because it's not a beged. It's not even a beged that's ra'i to be mekabel tuma. It would take a lot of work to get it from where it is to turning it into a beged. Misha hufshat, but once it already is skinned from the animal, so it's true that you still need to decide to turn it into a beged, but then toten kibbutz, div Rabbi Yehuda, that's close enough to being a beged that it requires kibbutz. Rabbi Elazar omer, af misha hufshat, even after the animal's already skinned, it's still mechusar machshava. It still requires a machshava to decide what you want to do with it, how you want to use it, and therefore it's not yet actually mekabel tuma. So it says Gemara, eino toten kibbutz ela makom hadam. When you do kibbutz on a beged, the only part of the beged that actually requires kibbutz is the place where the blood actually landed, not the entire beged. Davar shu roi lekabel tuma, and it has to be only something that's roi lekabel tuma. Requires kibbutz. Anything that's not roi lekabel tuma does not require kibbutz. Ve roi lekibbutz, and it has to be a beged that's roi for kibbutz. The Gemara will explain as opposed to what, meaning are an old begadim roi lekibbutz. Echad a beged ve'echad a sak ve'echad a or tuunin kibbutz. Whether it be a regular beged, whether it be sackcloth which is made of goat hair, or whether it be leather, and the blood splatters from it, karban chatas onto it, it's going to require kibbutz. So, good, says the Mishnah further, v'hakibbutz b'makom kadosh. Kibbutz has to be done dafka in the azara, shviras kli cheres, and shviras kli cheres also, when you cook a karban chatas in a kli cheres, the halacha is you have to break the kli cheres, because there's no way to get the tam of the chatas out of the walls of the kli, and it's just going to become nosar. So whatever tam is absorbed in that kli is just going to be not kosher after a very short while. So that's also b'makom kadosh, u'mrikushtifa b'klinach kadosh. And if you cook a karban chatos in klina choshes, in metal kelim, so it's kasherable. It's kasherable by mariko shtifa, by getting it, you can get the blios out. Yeah, but you have to do that specifically in a makom kadosh. Even though the pasuk doesn't say makom kadosh anywhere except for kibbutz, the Gemara is going to show how we know that these other halachos also have to be done by makom kadosh. Ze chomer b'chatos, mi kachi kachim. And this is the chumrah that chatas has over other kachi kachim. And as we pointed out, the Gemara before the next Mishnah is going to tell us, but not the only chumrah that chatas has over other kachi kachim, one of the chumras that chatas has over kachi kachim. Going back to the earlier part of the Mishnah, machlokas tanaim, if the beged that the blood landed on and is going to require a kibbutz has to already be mekabel tumah or just ra'ui lekabel tumah. So minayin imili, how do we know this whole, how does each opinion know its shita? The Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us as follows. Beged, it says that the din of kibbutz is when the dam splashes onto a beged. Ainli ala beged, so I would only know that when it's a beged. Minayin l'rabos or mishu of shat, how do I know that even the hide of an animal, once it's been skinned off of the animal, tamalomer, asher yaza ala techabes, that even or mishu of shat is considered in the broader category of asher yaze aleha. So yachal shanimabra or ad shalo hufshat. You might think to include even or that is not yet hufshat. Talmud Omer, beged, that's why it says beged. Ma beged, aray lekabel tumah, av kol aray lekabel tumah, just like a beged has to be something that's aray lekabel tumah, so to only that which is aray lekabel tumah. Or misha ufshat is roi lekabel tumah, as long as you decide that you're going to use it as a mat that doesn't require any further tanning and any further work, but or that's not a ufshat, it's not roi for any kli yet, and therefore it's not going to require people to distribute the shita. Rabbi Lozer Omer, beged in the other beged. Rabbi Lozer says, now I would only know beged minayin the rabbos sack the kol minay begadim. How do I know that sackcloth and all other types of begadim are also included? What does it mean kol minay begadim? Probably means things other than tzemer upishtim, other than wool and linen. The Rashi gives examples: shirim, kalach, srikin, begadim that are made from silk and other types of things, not tzemer upishtim. How do I know that's also included in the din of kibbutz? Tamalomar asher aleha. That's why the pasuk says asher aleha. It says Asher Yiza Aleha Techabes. We skip over, but Asher Aleha Techabes. That dam that goes on anything, even if it's not a Torah definition of the word beged, is still going to require a kibbutz. Yachal shani marba or mishal hufshat. So you might think that would even include leather after it's been skinned off of the animal. Tamalomer beged ma beged over mekabel tumah. I've called over mekabel tumah. That it's only something that's mekabel tumah, not something that is not yet mekabel tumah. So it's very interesting. The Gemara assumes that the word beged would not include other materials, even if they're ready to be used as a beged, without an extra ripui. That it would only include tzemer upishtim. This, of course, is a major machlokas rishonim. It turns out, apparently, according to this Gemara, it's not just machlokas rishonim, it's machlokas tanaim. When we say beged, does it mean only tzemer upishtim? Ashkenazi Jews, certainly when it comes to tzitzis, paskin, that when we say beged, it means all sorts of begadim, whatever is made out of woven materials. So cotton, also, we paskin, Ashkenazim paskin, is chayiv and tzitzis mitaraisa. Sfarim paskin is only chayiv and tzitzis mitrabanan. Tzemer upishtim is chayiv mitaraisa. Other materials such as cotton only chayiv and tzitzis midraban, but Ashkenazim paskin that cotton is chayiv and tzitzis mida oraisa, and that's why even great gedolim who had all sorts of chumras, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Stipler, his father the Stipler, and many other gedolim were makbara, are and were makbara and all sorts of chumras, but wear cotton tzitzis for some reason, right? You would think try to be makbara for the day in Rishonim that it's not even chayiv and tzitzis mida oraisa and try to use a beggar that's. But they wear cotton tzitzis. So there are different explanations of like why they wouldn't take that chumrah. They take every other chumrah in the book. Like, why would they not take that chumrah? So one explanation that I've heard, I don't know if it's true, is that because in Bnei Brak they didn't have air conditioning, and Bnei Brak it's really, really hot, you could argue that wearing a wool beged during the summertime is not even a beged, that it's not something that's being worn b'derech levisha, and therefore wouldn't be chayv and tzitzis for that reason. But be that as it may, that's the assumption the Gemara seems to make over here, is that beged only includes tzemer upishtim. So now the Gemara is going to give three nafkaminas, three examples of what would turn out to be a nafkamina between these two shitas in Tanai. My benayu, where do you find a beged that's roi lekabel tumah, but it's not yet actually mekabel tumah? The machlokas Rebbe and Reb Lazar, whether it requires kibbutz. Amar Abaye, Ma matlis pchusa mishalosh ikibinayin. The machlokus applies to a beged that's less than 3 etzbaos by 3 etzbaos. It's not mekabel tumah, it's very tiny, but it's ra'ui lekabel tumah. Manda omar ra'ui, if you say that the beged needs to at least be ra'ui lekabel tumah, this does fit that criteria. Hanami ra'ui, it's also ra'ui lekabel tumah. How? Because if you want, you could just have in mind that you want to use it for some practical use. You want to use it as a patch of some larger beged, and that would be enough to make this be mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim tells us that kol makom shein chesro malacha machshava metamasan, v'kol makom sheyesh chesro malacha ein machshava metamasan. That the machshava is only going to be enough to make it mekabel tumah when you're not also going to have to do any sort of malacha. But anytime you're going to have to do any sort of malacha, the machshava alone would not be enough. L'chora, that's difficult over here, because this little patch, it's not enough to have a machshava to use it as a patch. It's then going to need to actually be sewn into another beged before it's mekabel tumah. So that's a big question that some of the achronim raise over here, why this would be considered to be already ra'ui lekabel tumah. But anyway, that's what the Gemara assumes. Man di'am davar mekabel tumah, but if you say that you need it to be actually mekabel tumah, well, it certainly is not that. It's not actually mekabel tumah at this stage. Rava Amar, a second nafkamina. Beged shechishiv ala latsura ike binayu. The machlokes of Yidram Lazar is a beged that's big enough that it's a large beged, but you're not done with it yet. You wanna make embroidery on it to make it look nice. You want to embroider something beautiful on the beged. So it's in your mind, it's not yet complete. So it's it might look like a beautifully nice shirt or jacket or something, but in your mind, it's not yet complete. You still have to put some embroidery. So mandi ama ra'oi hanami ra'oi. If you say it only needs to be ra'oi, so it is ra'oi, dibay maftale makshavte. Because if he wants, he could just decide, you know what, I'll do without the embroidery. It's a perfectly good jacket. Umandi ama davar mekabel tumah. But if it needs to actually be davar mekabel tumah, it has to be a lav baskabel tumah. Right now, it's not mekabel tumah because it doesn't yet have whatever you plan on finishing it with. Rava Amar, a third shita. Now, girsa issue over here. Rava Amar, what do you mean? Rava already was Amar, so why would we need Rava to say a third shita? So, Nagosu Tziyunami as a girsa b'shem the shita kubetas ikada amri, Rava Amar, which makes sense. Another version of Rava, or the Chaknasan as a girsa Ravina Amar. So it's a third shita, it's a third Amora. Whoever it is, Utzpa de Chashavala Likitsa ikabinayu. Machlokas Ravidunam Blaz is something that is like a mat that's meant to lie down on or to sit and eat on, where you still want to round it off and make it look nicer. So it's ra'ui lekabel tumah without making it nice and without rounding it off, but because you plan on doing more to it, so it sounds very similar to the embroidery case. It's just that you're not done with it. You plan on doing something else. So mandi amar ra'ui hanami ru'uya, or mandi amar davar mekabel tumah, halab mekabel tumah ad mekatzela. If you say ra'ui, so this is perfectly ra'ui, but if you say ad mekabel tumah, so then it's not actually mekabel tumah until you're finished with it. Vatanya, so the Gemara brings a raya that Rav is correct, that this utzva, that you have a machshava to trim it, and that it's not mekabel tumah until you actually do all that. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, utzva shechisha v'le l'kitza Torah ad shiak tziyana, that it's actually going to be Torah until you actually make it look nice. Okay, so then we said a number of halachas in the Mishnah that we'll just quickly explain. Ein tom kibus, we said that the only part of the beged that requires kibus is the place where the dam landed. Minani mili, how do I know that to be true? Ditan rabban yachol nitzas al mitzas beged yekol beged tom kibus. We might have thought there would have been a hava mina that it requires kibus on the entire beged, meaning that kibus is almost like a din of tevila, right? That just like can't just tovel the part of a kli that came in contact with tuma. No, the whole thing becomes tuma, and therefore you need a bias mayim of the entire thing. So we might have thought that maybe kibus has such a similar type of din, that even though the blood only hit one part, you have to be mechabes the entire beged. So that would have been a havamina. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, asher yizeh lo amarti l'cha el makom dam bilvad, that it's only in the place where there was the sprinkling of the dam, but nothing beyond that. Davashu roi l'kabel tumah, and then the Mishnah said, something that's roi to be mechabel tumah requires kibus. Ooh, stomach Rav Yehuda. Just by throwing that in there, that was the subject of machlokas. So the Stam Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe would very often incorporate into the Mishnah the shita that he wanted to, sort of rig the system in favor of one shita. So he just incorporated the Stam Mishnah. That's an indication of Psak, that he wants to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chovas Kibbutz is on the back of the Troy the Kabbal Tumah, even if it's not yet actually the Kabbal Tumah. And then we said Roy Likibus. It has to be something that is Roy Likibus. Lemute Kli de Bar Gredehu, as opposed to something that you would scrape as supposed to be Mechabes. Meaning some things, they don't absorb anything. If something were to spill on this table, although I guess we have Raya against it with some of those spills, but normally something would spill like on a wooden surface, so it doesn't get absorbed in. You clean it off, you scrape it off the surface, and that's it, and then it's clean. Kibus means that it's absorbed in, and you're pulling the dirt out from what's absorbed in. And that's going to be play a critical role in the next little piece of Gemara. What exactly is subject to kibus? Is leather subject to kibus? So echara beged ve'echara sak, and the Mishnah had also said the echara or, all of these types of kelim require kibus, all these types of begadim require kibus. L'meimra to or bar kibusu. Do you mean to say that you could do kibus on leather? Ureminhu, but I'll ask you a stira from a secha Shabbos, when we talk about the isra of kvisa on Shabbos. Haisa alav lashleshes. If a piece of cloth has like a saliva or tzava that falls on it, mekancha bismartut, on Shabbos you can wipe it off with a towel, and you don't have to, but don't put water on it to get it off, because that would be mechabes. Haisa al or, haisa shal or, but if the same type of dirtying agents or dirtying things fell on, or, no sein aleha mayim ad shetichle, you're even allowed to put water on it. Sounds like there's a, or is not subject to kibbutz, otherwise why would you be allowed to put water on it on Shabbos? That would seem to be a violation of kibbutz. So Amar Abaye lo kasha. When our Mishnah says that kibbutz could be done on leather, that leather is subject to kibbutz, that kibbutz is shayich to leather, that follows the shita of Acherim, who hold that that's the case. The Mishnah Masech Shabbos holds that there's no such thing as kibbutz, but or that's the shita of the Rabbanan, who hold that way. And the Gemara says, where do we find there's such a machlokas? Titanya. Habeg vasak mechapso. If dam chatas lands on beged or sak, so you do kibbutz. Hakli v'ha'or, if dam chatas goes onto a kli or onto leather, megarro. But achirim or mebeg v'asak v'or mechapso v'akli megarro. That or belongs in the category with beged and sak, where it is subject to kibbutz. So you see right there, there's a machlokas whether or is subject to kibbutz or not. So it says more kamanos lahadam rabbi chibrash hizimne segin avikim nekamid rav v'shichshichile misane b'maya kiman grabanan. Who does rabbi chibrash assume like when he says that there were many times that he was mishamish Rav and he used to wash off his shoes in water on Shabbos to clean them off on Shabbos? That must be going like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that there's no such thing as kibbutz on leather, and stam shoes are leather, right? That certainly is relevant this time of year when we come to Tish B'Av, when we the general practice is that when we say we don't wear leather shoes, it means we do wear other shoes, meaning just not leather shoes, although that is an old machlokas. It used to be when Rav Yashiv Zichron Levracha was alive, every year, Erev Tish B'Av, Erev Yom Kippur, all over the Yeshiva World News and all those websites, you get emails, Rav Yashiv Paskin, that you're not allowed to wear sneakers, that you have to dafka wear slippers or socks or whatever. And it was like, big news, everyone here, no more, no. They said, Rav Yashiv Paskin, you can't wear Crocs. That, so everyone's like, oh, I better get sneakers, I can't wear Crocs. No, it wasn't about sneakers, it was Crocs. Rav Yashiv held it, anything that looks like a shoe, because that's an old machlokas, some sofer, others, gedolei olam. But for years, we've already passed in this machlokas lekula. People are always mekel, just not to wear leather shoes. Amar Rav Mikel, the man yomar, or lav bar kibbutz, is there anyone that really holds that leather is not subject to kibbutz? Vaksiv, abeged, o ashsi, o erev, o kol kli or asher techabes. So you see that it says, O kol kli or asher techabes. So you see that there is kibbutz by or. Ella Amar Rav Kra umasnisin berakin ki pligi bekashin. The pasuk that says there is kibbutz by R is when the R has tzaras, it requires kibbutz. And the Mishnah, our Mishnah that assumes there's kibbutz by R is some of a very soft leather, that because it's soft, something could absorb into it, and it could have kibbutz. Ki pligi, but the whole machlokas about kibbutz is between the Rabban and the Acherim. Whether there is kibbutz by R is because chashin is by a harder leather, which won't be as absorbent. V'hadam Rav Chiya, zimnes hagin, avikim nekamei d'Rav shechshich leim sani b'maya, b'kashin. Rav Chiya says that he used to polish Rav's shoes in water, or clean them off in water, so that must be that it was with the hard shoes, ukrabanan. And he's assuming, like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that it's not shayich kibus by hard leather. If it was soft leather, he'd be going against everybody, because soft leather, what we're saying now is, for sure out. You're not allowed to do kibus on soft leather, because it's shayich kibus on soft leather. The whole machlokas is only by hard leather, so when he came across Rav's hard leather shoes, he was making, like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that you're allowed to do kibus on such shoes on Shabbos, that's not really called kibus. Hadarama Rava, then Rava changed his mind. He said, nah, Rav Milsi Damri. Whatever I told you about the Parshas Negayim, that it's talking about dafka soft leather, when the Torah talks about negat saras on leather, wrong. Neku neimalei lukra, dechi ksivan berakim ksivan. If you're going to say that the pasuk is only talking about soft leather, milo askinan beklei achsalgia, aren't we talking about leathers that are hard also, habayim medina siyam, vekam rachmanu nibayi kibus, that come from medina siyam, and meaning the Torah never gives any indication that it's only talking about certain types of leather, and it stands to reason that much of the leather that they had was kasha. So it's hard to say that the whole pasuk about doing kibus by a negat saras on leather is only leather that is soft. Ela amaravet saras kivin demigufei kaparcha mil mechalchalalei umashvilei rach. No, that's a special din by saras, that regardless of what type of leather that saras is on, the spot that has the nega will always be considered soft. The tsaras has such an effect on the beged, on the or, that it makes it into soft or. Amarava, I kashali ha kashali. Now, my kasha really is the following. When you have something that is made dafka out of soft leather, like the kind of thing that you would use for a sheet or a pillow that you would lie on, and it would stand to reason that kibus would apply to such things, utnan, and yet the Mishnah Shabbat says, hoysa shel or, nosin alam mayim achetichla, that a karm ksasos that are made out of or, that are made out of leather, you could put water on them. Aye, how are you allowed to put water on them? Isn't that a violation of mechabes on Shabbos? Elam rava kol kibus lestei kiskus lo shmei kibus. A different chiluk. Anytime you're not going to rub together the different parts of the bag, that's not called kibus. V'adam rabbi chibar ashi zim nesagin avikim nekamei derav v'shach shkidei mesani b'maya shich shuchin avu kibus lo. And when he said, when rabbi chibar ashi said that he used to wash Rav's shoes on Shabbos, he wouldn't rub anything together. He would just put it in the water and sort of aggravate it in the water without actually rubbing anything on it. So either it's talking about that the shoes were soft, and that's why he couldn't do shifshuf, and he was following everybody by not doing shifshuf. Or it was hard leather, and the fact that he was machmir not to do shifshuf, not to actually rub it together, was dafka like shita sacherim, that you have to be machmir like that. But the Rabban would have said, nah, it's hard leather, you can do whatever you want with it, it's not shaykh kibus anyway. If that's the case, that the kibus that doesn't have any kiskus is not called kibus, where you don't actually rub it together, it's not called kibus, so beganami. Why don't we say the same thing by a beged, that if you don't take its the two sides of the beged and rub them together, that it's also not called kibus, says Gemara, because that's the metzius, not the way. Beged shriyaso zel kibuso. Sometimes just soaking a beged cleans out dirt that's caught up in the beged. Rava l'taymei, and there's Rava l'shitaso, dam rava, zorak sudo l'mayim. If a person throws a beged into water on Shabbos, chayiv. He's chayiv chatos for being malabin. Zorak zerapishta l'mayim, chayiv. If a person throws Zara Pishtan into water on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. So Bish Lamasudar of Kibus. I understand why Rava says when you put a cloth into water, yeah, that's Kibus. It's Mechabis. El Zara Pishtan my Taima. What are we worried about by putting a flax seed in the, or a flax plant in the Mayim? What's the problem? V'chite Mishum Demekadeach. And what, you're going to say that you're chayiv because it starts sprouting? Yach Chitiyu Sarinami. Then it should be any plant, any part of anything that's Tzomeach. You shouldn't be allowed allowed to put into water. So Hanach Isluhu Riri. Now the point is that the Zera Pishna has like these little pieces that come off of it and are held together by the water. So whereas Karinim of Chita and Saora don't have that Metzius. Ihachi Shlachim Nami. So if that's the case, then even if you put Oros She'enem Ubadim in water, you put unfinished leather in water, you should be chayiv, because it also has this rear, these things, these little pieces that come off of it. It says, well, no, you're missing the point. It's not about the pieces that come off. It's Hasam Kavalisha. Those pieces are held together by the water, so it's lush. Lush is defined as you take a liquid medium to hold together tiny particles into a single unit. So that's what happens with the Zera Pishta. And that such doesn't happen with untreated leather. Untreated leather, the particles may come up, they'll just float to the top. They're not going to be held together by the water. Darash Rava Mutala Chabes Minal B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to clean a shoe on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papa Rav Amar Rav Chibar Ashi Zimna Sagin Avakim Nakamei Derav Shach Shuklei B'Sani V'maya Shich Shuchin Aval Kibus Lo. Remember the story we've told three times already, that he used to wash his shoes, he used to wash Rav's shoes with water, but he would only wash, he wouldn't actually do a real kibus, he would only aggravate it in the water. So Hadaruki Rav Amori Ale V'darash Tvarim Shamati L'fnechem Tosim V'yadi V'ram Kach Amu Shich Shuch Mutar Kibus Asher. Then Eino Chinami Shich Shuch is Mutar, but kibus is Asher. As far as Halach L'maisa, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, Paskin, that you're not allowed to be Mechabes a shoe on Shabbos, and they don't say that only if you do kiskos. They say you're not allowed to be Mechabes a shoe. It sounds like even without rubbing it together. So the Bir Halach raises the question that in our sugya, it sounds like it's definitely Mutar. We don't find that Rava changed his mind from that. So that's a Kasha, why it is that all of the Rishonim seem to assume that it's Asir, even though the Gemara seems to assume that it's actually Mutar. Now this issue with Kibbutz and where Kibbutz does apply and where it doesn't apply is Nogea to a number of different areas of halacha. One of the avos malachas of Shabbos is malabe. In that malacha, there are three types of kelim that are, you know, which will have different rules of malabe. For example, the three are, you have a beged that's made out of bad, out of like felt. So that we say that even just putting it in water, shriyaso, zehu kibuso. Soaking it in water, that already is the kibus. Then you have a beged that's made out of or, made out of leather. Our Gemara says, depends the kind of leather. If it's a softer leather, you're allowed to put water on it, and we don't say shriyaso zeu kibuso, but if you rub it together, then it's going to be asur mida oraisa. When you rub the two sides of the beged together, like you would do when you're doing laundry, by hand. When it comes to hard leather, so that's machlokas rabbanan and acherim. The rabbanan hold there's no din of kibus at all, even with kiskus, and according to acherim, there is kibus. So Bir Halacha writes that according to the Rif, the Rush and the Rambam, from Midrabanan, there's an Isra of Kibbutz, even if you're not Meshafshef, and even with the Oros Kashin, meaning all of this is all on Darais level. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to be Mechabes leather with water, period. Right? That's all it did, Midrabanan. Good. And then the third category is, let's say, Kalim, plates, forks. So that's not subject to kibbutz at all. That you're allowed to scrape, and that's perfectly fine. There's issues of hachana, if you don't need it anymore for Shabbos, and it's not really in the way. Okay, but leaving aside the hachana issues, as far as kibbutz, that's not a violation of anything. As far as libun, it's not a violation of anything. Kelim that are made out of wood, l'chaladeos, there's no chashash kibbutz. Why is there a difference between begadim and kelim? So Nezer writes that kibbutz is only when it's motzi lichluch Hamuvla bitocho. When there's some dirt that's absorbed in it, that's when it's a violation of kibbutz. That's when it's a violation of malabein. And he says that from the poskim, it sounds like there's no isra being magil kelim ksherim on yom tov in order to clean them. And why isn't it considered? Why isn't it considered malabein when you clean it with hot water? After all, hagala we assume la halacha pulls out absorbed flavor that's in your kelim, that's balua betocho. So it's not, there are blios. We pask that metals have blios. That's all of hagolas kelim. So you have to say the malabin is not. It has to be that malabin is only when it's something that you can see as a lichluch, something that's balua betocho kli, and that doesn't affect the way the kli looks. Would not be subject to malabein. Meaning you look at a plate that was used for treif, if it's clean, it looks clean. So it wouldn't be subject to malabein, even though by dipping it in boiling hot water, it may be pulling out some impurities that are inside of it. Okay, so those are some of the basic rules. Now, in Shevet Alevi, Rav Azner, in Chelek Hei, Siman Lamed Zayin, explains the reason for the chilek between the Or. He says, Or, we don't say Shri Yosu Zayin Kibuso because it's made from chaticha achas. It's one clean sheet. It's not made from woven materials that are woven together. And even though Or may have some holes in it, that's why we don't say Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso, as opposed to a beged, Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso. So he says, and what about plastic tablecloths? So he says he's not sure whether you're allowed to rinse off, wash off, use water to wash off a plastic tablecloth. And the suffix is, since it's all a single chaticha, it's a single roll, and it's not woven together, so it's not absorbent, so maybe it's even better than Or. It's like kalim that don't have any kibos at all because it's not absorbent at all. But you could say that since they're soft like begadim, that they are subject to kibos, and in a certain way it's worse than Or, because Or, the lichluch, is on the inside and the mayim only goes on the outside, on the surface. But by plastic, the outside surface is what's meluchlach, and that's what you're actually cleaning off. So he's not sure. Shlomo Zalman also, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchusa, Parak Tzvav, Chavdal, is not sure if you're allowed to use water to wash off plastic tablecloths. So why does everyone always do it? Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, Yerdei Chelik Beis, Simin, Ayin Vav, that it's mistaver, that it's not subject to kibbles at all. And it's not even like Oros, because it's something that water does not enter at all. The water is mamish only on the surface. You have to be careful. Not every material is the same. Yeah, plastic is like that. Now we have, my wife bought recently, we have a tablecloth that's made out of like a thicker material that's you can clean. You clean with water, and it all comes clean. But I would bet that if you really, really, really soak it and leave it soaked in water for a while, that the water would absorb through a little bit. That it's not like plastic where the water would just stay on the surface. So I'm not sure. Maybe it would be subject to kibbutz. Maybe I have to revisit that issue. When she first bought it, I told her, yeah, it's no problem. And so I thought of Ramesha with the plastic. But I don't know. Maybe when you think about it, or being subject to kibbutz. Or is more absorbent than that, right? I don't know. It requires some... Then there's the discussion, what about wiping your hands in a towel? Are you allowed to dry your hands? Isn't that a violation of kibbutz? You're putting what? Beged triaso, just by soaking it in water, zeo kibbutzo. So the poskim have this notion called... Tosos raises the kasha. Tosos in Shabbos, Tav Kofir Aleph. The Gemara Numa says, if you're holy chlach, bil p'nei rabo, or p'nei aviv, p'nei gadol, menu over at Savaro B'mayim Ve'nachoshish, that you're wearing your clothing, you're allowed to go up till your neck in water. You don't have to worry that you're going to do schita, that you're going to squeeze out the water afterwards. And Beit Adaf Yilchas as well, Anida that doesn't have Tahar Begadim, and she wants to be Tovel her Begadim that are Tameh, so she it's Tikkun Mana to stick the Begadim in the mikvah. So she can walk through the water wearing the Begadim, and that way, you know, they become Memela, they're Nitbal in the mikvah. Aye, but what about Shri Yasso Zeu Kibusa, who isn't a violation of kibbutz? So Tosfos says two things. First of all, he says it's only when the beged is dirty that you're not allowed to soak it in water. That's where Shri Yasso Zeu Kibuso. And that's what our sugya is talking about, a clean beged. So there's no issur of soaking it in water. Second, he says, when you don't say Shri Yasso Zeu Kibuso, when the mayim is actually melachlech, meaning when you would say that the water makes the, right, when do you need a clean towel? When the towel soaks from everybody drying their hands in the towel. Beforehand, it was clean. You made it all dirty by drawing your hands in the towel. The Ramah quotes both terutzim la'alacha, so he says a beged that has no lichluch, you're allowed to put a little bit of water, and not too much, because of shami yischot, meaning if it's not an absorbent towel, you have to be very careful. They used to say that, you know, with the whole sugi of showering on yantiv, they have to be very careful not to use a towel, because the towel will be a chashash schita. That's if your towels are paper thin. If you have nice, thick towels, so very rarely will you soak it to the point by drying yourself off, that will be a chashash schita. Drying your hair, that's a different issue. That's schita b'seyer. That's also midrabanan to do schita b'seyer. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Hakibus makom kadosh. So we said kibus has to be done makom kadosh. Shavir's klicharis has to be makom kadosh. Mriko shtifa and klinichosh has to be done makom kadosh. Minanimili. How do I know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us as follows. First of all, the pasuk by kibus says t'chabeis b'makom kadosh. That's pretty explicit. Shavir's klicharis minayin. How do I know shavir's klicharis has to also be done makom kadosh? Tamalomar Uchli Charis Asher Tavushal Bo Yishaver. Right after the din of Kibbutz, it tells us this din of the Kli Charis, the Kli Charis that has to be broken. So Mustama, it's the same din that it also has to be done b'makom kadosh. Mariko Shtifa b'Kli Nechoshes. Minayin? How do I know Mariko Shtifa with Kli Nechoshes that we use to cook Karmel Chatos? How do I know that also has to be done in the Azara? Tamalomar b'Kli Nechoshes b'Shala u'morak v'shutav b'mayin. And that's also after the Pasuk of Kibbutz to tell me Mariko Shtifa has to be makom kadosh, just like the place where you do the kibbutz of the beged. Ze chomer bechatos. So we said, this is the chumrah that chatos has over other karbanos. Vesulaka, is this the only chumrah that chatos has over other karbanos? Vayika shenichas dam al defnim. What about the chumrah that chatos has that the dam is thrown in the hechal on the paroches, on the mizbeach hazav, all other kachim, the dam is thrown on the mizbeach hachitzon, doesn't even go into the hechal. No, b'chatos hachitzonos. Now we're saying this is the chumrah of the chatos hachitzonos. There are those chatos that are chatos apinimios that go into the hechal, but we're within the parsha of the chatos hachitzonos, so this, that chumrah doesn't apply. Well, chitzonos nami. She'im nichnas dam lefnim psula. Oh, but then chatos hachitzonos have their own chumrah. That if the dam does go into the hechal, it becomes pasul. And that's more chamer than other kachikachim. That if the dam chatos achitzonu goes into the echel, it's possible. All these other damim that go into the echel are still going to be kasher. So Rabbi Akiva, damer kol dam shnichas echel chaper psulin. Now we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that the same would be true of all the other kabbalos. Okay, but what about the fact that chatos has another chumrah? Shekein mechaper al chayav ekrisus. It's mechaper for people who are chayav karis. All other kachim are not mechaper for chayav ekrisus. They're all mechaper for something, but they're not mechaper for the level of chayav ekrisus. So says Gemara. Maybe we're talking about a chatos that a person brings when he took a shavua that he doesn't know edus about someone and he really did know. That chatos is not mechaber for an aver sheish b'kares, right? That's shavuas edus. It's not, so he wouldn't be chayv kares for such a thing. Okay, but another chumri that you have by a chatos, shekein tuna arba matonos. You have to put four matonos of dam in the four karnos of mizbech. The other karnos only require shtei matonos. Rabbi Shmuel, damar kol dam tuna arba matonos. Maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Shmuel and Daf Nun Gimel that all damim only require that will require arba matanos. Yeah, but al arba kranos, dam of other kabanos are only on shtei kranos, arba matanos, but on shtei kranos. Yeah, okay, but you could ask more kashas also. There's another chumra by chatos that the dam is only put on the karnos hamizbeach on the top, and the other dam is lematam ichut asikra of all the other kabanos. And hiika etzba, another din. There's another chumra by chatos. The matan dam is put with the etzba on the karen mizbech. All other kachim is bezrika from the kli onto the mizbech. V'yikachuda! And also there's another chumar b'yichatas that the dam is put on the edge of the karen mizbech, not by other damim. Ella chad mitrei tlas chumri nakat. We have to say is we're not giving all the chumras of chatas. We mentioned one chumra of chatas, but in achinami there are a lot of other chumras of chatas. The achronim raised the question that how is the gemara answering that we mean one of two or three chumras? The lashon ze chomer sounds like this and only this, not the achronim, the rishonim, right? Tosos over here in Dibra Maskel Ella mikotema mikol makom kasha ze chomer demashma ze. Sounds like only this is a chomer, and there's no other chomer. So that's the kasha that also says they bring the right from B'metzia Dafn and Zayin that by a hadyot it's shaykh to write ze chomer, because by hagdish there's only one chomer, but by hagdish the klap hadyot it has many chomers. You don't say ze chomer. So you see that whenever ze chomer is used, apparently it's supposed to be one. So Tosaf leaves that's a difficult thing to try to figure out why it is that it could be chad mitrei or tlasa nakat when it actually to use the lashon of Zuchomer. Okay, we'll stop there. But tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Sadi Dalit.